when we've talked about this before, you've said that you felt that you created burnout wherever you went. What is it that you mean by that?
So again, the gift of hindsight is that it's all clearer, especially once you learn something about yourself, like I did, learning that I've been autistic this whole time, and I've been trying to take my cues from self-help books designed for a neurotypical brain. And I've been taking my cues from experts who aren't even trained in understanding how their advice might work for never 90% of the population, but could actually be detrimental to someone who is wired like I am. And so I think from my perspective, the societal pressure to normalize myself just everywhere I go, that took a toll. That created just a lifestyle of burnout, because I was so heightened and had such high awareness of what could get me in trouble everywhere I went.
Yeah.
And I can't, I've never been able to say that out loud before, that, I'm a grown woman. I am confident. I have done good work in my life. I now have a beautiful family, but recognizing that I was 25, 26, 27 years old, and I was still watching for the thump everywhere I went of what I did wrong, and expecting expecting retribution to come at me because I mismatched some colors in my shirt. That's a huge layer of burnout, just drain on me, is that fashion does not make sense to me. It's very, to me, it feels very distorted. I have worked tirelessly to basically make a framework in my mind for how to help me just get dressed in the morning so that I'm not just having anxiety loops about putting the wrong shirt with the wrong pants and do the shoes, so the more that I tried to normalize, the more I was actually burning myself out. And so that's, I think if you ask any neurodiverse person, they would say that there's just all of these, we talk about masking, but it's masking inside yourself too. I can't even find my way to what I would want to wear because I've been so programmed and trained and taught from this perspective that's so foreign to how I operate inside. And so that's kind of what I mean about creating burnout wherever I went, is because I was fully dissociated in my life and so disconnected from what did hurt and what did feel good. I didn't have any connection with that. I knew how to work and I knew how to perform. And at night I would just hope nobody found out. I would just hope.
Mm. So much that you've said there is just beautiful. The way that you describe having burnout in every single place you were going, because you felt like you were constantly going to be found out for something. You didn't know what it was that you were going to be found out for, but you constantly felt like you were going to be found out for something. And this sort of feeling of not being aligned with yourself and who you are. I can really hear that from the things that you're saying, It's huge.
I'll always be unpacking that. I think through my writing, I'll always be unpacking how we prime children not to belong to themselves, how we prime especially young girls. I think regardless of your gender, the more that I kind of dive into this topic, the more I hear from also people who feel they're non-binary or even are male. There are so many societal boxes we try to shove people into that this inner disconnect with identity feels very universal and probably is part of what has helped me heal, is to know that at some level, we are all grappling with identity and grappling with who we're allowed to be, who's inside that we haven't met before. That's also like a huge layer of what burnout does, is it just brings it, it brings it all to this, in my experience, it brings it all to the surface.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, it's funny that you say that. I was working, so I do a lot of work with somebody called Gabby Bernstein. You might have seen her before. And she was talking, she talks about this system called internal family system, which has helped her through her own therapy. And she talks about this element called protector parts, and that within us, when we are, she doesn't specifically say burnt out, when we feel disconnected, we need to identify these different protector parts within us that are trying desperately to keep us safe, but appear as something else. And she talks about us connecting with all of these different individuals within us. And you saying that really reminded me of that, the fact that we have all of these identities within us of different things that have happened to us through our lives, of who we are in different parts of our lives, that we're constantly meeting, perhaps for the first time, or re-meeting, or being reminded of. And this identity crisis, I agree with you. I do think that the whole world is going through an identity crisis, because there are these societal boxes of this is what we do and this is how we move through life, or this is what we wear, and all of these different things. And then as we start to unpack that, we start to realize that perhaps we have been burnt out in an area of our life that is nothing to do with career, but actually about how we're showing up in the world. Mm-hmm. And actually we are totally burned out because we can't possibly show up as who we are, because there is no rules in society for that. It's huge. You know,
I would actually offer that that was a, that exact phrase that you just said, and you just described, was kind of the kind of my like gotcha moment, I probably need to get tested for autism. There's a doctor in Australia named Dr. Tony Atwood, and he, of course, this again, this is very classic autistic person, like of course I'm watching medical presentations online to learn more about autism, but he was the first person to say that it's psychologically crippling if everything about how you're wired inside is at war with you. And that, and he had such an authority on, you know, what does it look like in girls? For anyone who's not aware, like, autism has not been studied through girls. The criteria for diagnosing autism has been mainly built around studying little boys. And so that's why right now we're having this big resurgence. And so I would just offer that, if we might even just share that link, if anybody wants to go and watch that, exactly what you just described, he speaks from a medical aspect to just say, as a clinician, this is not sustainable. Like, my work with autistic children is exactly to protect them from what our minds do when we are just constantly punished for how we kind of think about ourselves and how we relate to everyone around us. And I just never heard that before. And it was such a gift of permission to go, oh, maybe it doesn't have to be this way on the inside. Like, his whole job is trying to protect children from operating how I feel on the inside. So
I definitely think aside. I'll make sure I add that link to the show notes. I think that's really important. I mean, you know, there's such a huge conversation to be had, probably not today, but around children and around what we're putting our children through. And, you know, I recently wrote a piece around education, because I worked in education for about 15 years. And I think one of my realizations of burnout, I was like, I feel like this, how we're bringing our children up and how we're telling them they need to be, is allowing no freedom of identity whatsoever. And no wonder we're getting this surge in mental health crises. You know, there's so many in the UK, they did something called the Good Childhood Report, and they're showing year after year after year that children are becoming unhappier with their school lives. And I think there's a lot there in terms of the flexibility about people being able to shine for who they are. And I feel so grateful right now to be talking to you about all these different facets of who you are, because I think there'll be people listening that are neurodivergent that are thinking, yes, I feel like somebody is saying these words that actually mean something to me. And, you know, you talked about how burnout and being this welcome mat for you, this welcome mat for other diagnoses that you had. And I think that's going to be really relatable to people. And it seems like it was this pivotal moment that led you to really understanding who you are and feeling out who you are now. How do you feel like your life has been shaped now that you have this understanding of who you are, so that you are able to live more fully in this identity that is you?
Yeah, so obviously being, I've mentioned so far in our conversation, I was diagnosed with autism. And within like a 2 or 3 month period, I basically had, I was also diagnosed with a dissociative identity disorder, which was really frightening diagnosis to get, because essentially the reason that a clinician is typically able to like verify that you have an identity disorder is because basically the stress of your life causes you to kind of break in a very significant way and to lose connection with major parts of your life. I think the thing that those being in the proper treatment for DID, that's what it's called, and being in proper treatment was actually the proper treatment for also discovering that you're autistic, and how you've been wired on the inside is very different from what you've been able to actually access. And so I think what I understand now about myself is that I'll always have some sort of identity stress, that reflecting on identity creates internal stress and pockets of amnesia. So when I'm, for an example, when I'm really focused on my work, basically that is the only thing I have access to about myself. If I were to get a call, like an emergency call from my daughter's school, I could 100% answer that call. I could hear what they're saying, but in my mind, it would feel like this whirlwind carousel of me trying to access back to like what I know about myself as a mother, what I know about myself as like a caretaker, what I know about like emergency training, because all of that is sort of housed in a walled off sort of part of my identity. And so the diagnoses were really hard, but it was the only way I was going to make it forward, was to like understand that these moments of deep incongruence inside myself were actually just part of how I had to sort of shape my inner world to make it through.